Our third speaker is Valerie Pokrovsky from Texas A&M University, and he will talk on Landau and the theory of phase transitions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have to wire you up when you're finished with that.
Okay. So, these are four portraits of Landau in his 20 years. Oh, sorry. I will bring this back. In his 20 years, 30 years, 40, and about 50. Here he is with two sisters, Kanigisser, and this is Zhenya Kanigisser and future Zhenya Piles. When I first arrived from Novosibirsk with my work to discuss with Landau, he looked like that. That was a great stunning impression on me. He was a very tall, almost one-dimensional, and with his very bright, with bright and penetrating gaze, and with extremely fast understanding and simultaneously very deep understanding of what you are speaking about. So I never have met such a feature in everybody else. And to say a little bit, to justify why I'm not in this list, I should say that when I discussed with Landau how I should pass the exam, he said to me that he doesn't recommend it for people who arrive with radio work. And he added, look, Pauli didn't pass my exam and he is still a good theorist. So, as Pierre Hahnberg noted here, there is an enormous influence which Landau occurred on the modern physics, and that is looks from the first point a little surprising, because Landau was not a revolutionary in physics like, to say, Einstein or Bohr or Heisenberg or Dirac. And nevertheless, his influence was very extremely important. To characterize it quantitatively, I will show you the data which I extracted from the database Skyros, and that is about citation fairly equals 45,000. You see, phase transition 30,000, and that's approximate. Landau level 75,000, and Landau-Lipschitz equation 23,000. Only four of them. Many others are also very good. Now, five Nobel Prizes are based on the Landau works, and let me show what they are. This is Wilson, Dejean, Abrikosov, Ginsburg, Leggett, von Klitzing, and Sui, Sturmer, and Laughlin. And also, a very important is unprecedented longevity of the Landau-Lipschitz course about which Pierre also taught us. Any other course, for example, the course by Sommerfeld, had a very short period of real existence. And what is the reason? Let me, I will show my understanding why it has happened. And the first is that his unprecedented, his unsurpassed ability to formulate very general and simple notions such as density matrix, spontaneous symmetry breaking, Fermi liquid, quasi-particles. Secondly, he proposed each time extremely simple and effective formalism for each such a theory. For like phase transition theory, which was really almost elementary. Landau levels, neutron stars, and finally, also very important is that he had a unique view on the entire physics, and that is what attracted all people to his books and to his articles. Proceeding to my topic, to the Landau theory of phase transition, I will start with history, and I should say that the phase transition of the first order, the thermodynamic theory of this first order phase transition was developed in great extent by Gibbs. But the continuous phase transitions like demagnetization, magnetization, remained a little bit mysterious. The predecessors of Landau were Curie-Weiss' theory of the self-consistent field and ferromagnets, and there was a general thermodynamical Ehrenfest theory of higher order phase transitions. Landau himself started working in this area in an article which is not very well known. It was published in the year 1935, and in this article he considered an ordering system and characterized it by the Gibbs thermodynamical potential expanded in a series of the so-called order, or degree of order. And he also knew that to have a correct answer, he should have the first coefficient A change in sign and going to zero at critical point. But there is no attempt in this article to explain what is the symmetry, what is the origin and what is the nature of the order parameter. That was done in the three fundamental articles published in the year 1937. In the first of them, he introduced first in the world literature the concept of spontaneous symmetry breaking and order parameter as a measure of this breaking. Moreover, he stated that ordered phase is characterized by some irreducible representation of the initial symmetry group. The choice of this representation determines what is the what is the symmetry in the disordered state? What is the residual symmetry? Now, he also, as a simple example, he expanded the deviation of density in crystal in the series of this irreducible representation, and the order parameters were the coefficients in this series. Now he also have found that if the transition is continuous, which is possible in this case, then only one irreducible representation appears at the transition point. And he also introduced the simplest quadratic invariant of the symmetry group and wrote the Gibbs potential as expansion of this potential of this invariant, eta square and eta to fourths. And again, the coefficient A was a linear function of temperature near transition point. Now, in the second, as a result of this assumption, he has obtained that the order parameter has a square root of Tc minus T, and the specific heat has a finer jump at transition.
Now, in the second article, he made two important statements. First, that the one-dimensional crystal origin, which we now call smectic, is unstable in three dimensions and in two dimensions. And that was similar to a recently obtained result by Piles about instability of a state with violated continuous symmetry in two dimensions. But what it is very characteristic, because there was no two-dimensional systems at that moment. Landau has found something which was more realistic.
Now,
the second statement was about melting or crystallization, which always is the first order phase transition in the framework of his theory, because there are cubic invariants which made the second order transition impossible. Now, in the third article, Landau first considered the dependence of order parameter of on coordinate and introduce this differential term which is responsible for critical scattering, and he obtained a famous formula for critical scattering which shows the singularity of critical scattering at the critical point. Okay. The year 37 was extremely fruitful in the Landau scientific career. Besides of these three articles, he also published what Pierre has listed here, about four very, besides of that, four very important articles. I will not list them. But it was also very tragic year in his life due to purges started by Stalin in this year. And in particular, he was fired from Kharkiv University, and he was accused in the ideological diversion. And because he understood very well that this is very close to arrest, he escaped very fast, very quickly to Moscow in February 1937. And that was just in time, because after the summer break, his close friend Lev Vasilyevich Shubnikov, the famous experimenter who discovered Shubnikov de Haas effect and also the second kind superconductivity, was arrested and immediately shot. And together with him another close friend and co-worker with Landau, Rozenkevich. First time when Landau escaped from Moscow, he lived in the apartment with his friend and co-worker Yuri Rumer, who later was my professor at Novosibirsk, and he introduced me to Landau. That saved him time in the years 1937, but very, very early in the year 1938, they both, Landau and Rumer, were arrested, and Landau spent in time the year 1938 and at the beginning of 1939, but Rumer has spent 10 years and then several years in exile. Landau was released due, as Lev Pitayevsky told us, due to the very courageous and very clever letters which Kapitsa wrote to Stalin and Walter. Okay. Now I will proceed to the developments of the Landau theory. And probably the most applications of Landau theory, the most numerous applications of Landau theory relate to the so-called crystal reconstruction, that is, transition from one crystal structure to another crystal structure, which obey the Landau rules. There is a vast literature about that. I will only show the first article in this, the first theoretical field theoretical calculation, group theoretical calculation was done by Evgeny Lifshitz in 1941, and then this calculation was followed by enormous number of other calculations. They still continue, and comparatively recent review you can find in these two very big books, which only partly overlap. Now, the next important application of the Landau theory is in the theory of magnetic phase transition in crystals. That is the so-called color groups. Color groups, that is a situation when the initial symmetry is a symmetry of spin reversal and times translations. So something is violated, and then we get a lot of different structures. The review of that is in the end of 80s was you can find in this article. Another group which can be violated is when the magnetic symmetry is not simply eigensymmetry like in the color group, but the total rotation of spin on a sphere, but separated from real rotations of space, and only this rotation and translations are violated, and that are the so-called exchange groups and the proper crystal magnetic structure were found by Andreev and Marchenko, established a classification of different magnetic exchange magnetic structures. In the same spirit, I should mention the theory of weak ferromagnetism, which was proposed by Zeloshinsky. Igor Zeloshinsky, who is here, and first checked experimentally, found experimentally such structure by Borovik Romanov, and Mori has proposed a macroscopic mechanism of such a weak ferromagnetism. Instead of portrait of Zeloshinsky, I will show the signature of the weak ferromagnetism in the neutron scattering experiment, comparatively recent in such a compound, rare earth compound. Now, the order parameters and the possible structure in ferroelectrics were established in the so-called Ginzburg-Devonshire theory. Ginzburg stated that he had no relationship to this theory, but I believe it is not completely correct. This theory has a very important technological application, and materials can be found in this review. Now, the order parameter, which is a complex wave function in superconductivity, was established in famous Ginzburg-Landau theory in 1950, and the analog of this theory for superfluidity was established by Ginzburg-Katayevsky in 1948. Both these works relate to the close vicinity of phase transition, but Gross and Katayevsky has developed a modification of the theory with complex order parameters, which works everywhere, even at zero temperature. Okay. The most important phase transition in the liquid crystal, which now everybody has in its possessions, was the transition from pneumatic to isotropic liquid, or vice versa, and from pneumatic to smectic. That was done by Pierre-Gilles Dejean in the 1970s. How much time do I have?
You have 4 minutes, and then you have 5 minutes.
4 minutes is not too much. OK. In the range of the first work in which fluctuations were very important was the famous Onziger solution of two-dimensional Eisen model obtained in 1942-1944. In this work, he obtained the singularities of thermodynamic values. The specific heat had a logarithmic singularity. Magnetization had a Tc minus T to the power 1 ace, and the magnetic sensitivity depends on temperature, like the power minus 7/4. For comparison, I will show what Landau theory predicts in this case. In Landau theory, the specific heat is a constant, different for different sides of phase transition. Magnetic magnetization has a square root, and magnetic sensitivity has minus first power. It is very far from what was obtained by Onziger, and therefore Landau even doubted whether his theory has any range of applicability. As for experiment, the Eisen magnets at that moment was not yet available, but Buckingham, Fairbairn, and Kellers produced precise measurements of the specific heat near a lambda point of helium and obtained the same logarithm, and probably not without influence of this work. And the same result was obtained in the work by Voronel, Bogatsky, and Gusak, who measured the specific heat near the critical point of argon, the same logarithm. When the measurement became more precise, it occurred that both results are wrong or not completely precise, and we have very small powers in both cases. So what was the reason of discrepancy between Landau theory and Onziger result was elucidated by Leeuwenhoek and Ginzburg, who calculated the fluctuations contribution to different thermodynamic values, the framework of Landau theory, and has found that the contributions are small if the deviation from critical temperature is sufficiently big. It is much bigger than some parameter, Ginzburg, which characterizes the substance. It can be written in either on in terms of Landau theory parameters. D here is dimensionality of space, or as a ratio of the interaction radius to the correlation length at far from transition. So to have the range of applicability, Ginzburg parameter or R0
should be very small, and R0 should be much less than Xi0, which is very well satisfied for superconductors, but absolutely not satisfied for Eisen model and or for helium 4. But after understanding that fluctuations are important in the very close to transition point, Landau has formulated the problem of general theory of fluctuation driving phase transition as calculation of the partition function in which, as usual, we integrate, but instead of energy, we should put here the Landau functional for ordered system. And that is a path integral. Now, named on this way, Wilson obtained his result in the framework of renormalization group. This work never was published. After its formulation, Landau and his closest co-workers started. Let me say in response to Pierre's question that was definitely a universal and mesoscopic description. You see here that the details of microscopic details of system are not important for such a description, and only the initial group and the way in which it is violated is important for such a description. Now, next, as I thought, Landau and his co-workers started to look for a sequence of the most essential graphs inspired by Landau, Abrikosov, and Kolatnikov work. And did not succeed, and the result of that was explained later after the accident by in the work of by Potashinsky and myself. We have found that all graphs, in at least in three dimensions, are of the same order, so there is no main sequence. And this statement is in a way equivalent to scaling. In scaling theories are based on the idea that if you make, because the correlation length in the transition point is infinity, there is no no distinguished scale, and therefore the change of scale, of length scale, is equivalent to change of scale of all fluctuating value, which I denote as A. And each fluctuating value has its dimensionality. That it such a formulation was done by Leo Kadanov. In the year 1965 and the next year 1966, several works appeared about with the hypothesis of scaling. Ben Widom formulated as a scaling inequation of state. Domb and Hunter made some argument based on high temperature expansion, and we have done a mesoscopic picture based on scaling of all correlations. And finally, Kadanov developed a scaling directly at critical point, but very close to what we do. But the additional idea, which was very important in Kadanov's work, was idea of renormalization, which was realized completely in the work by Wilson. And that experimental signature of the
scaling when many isotherms fall onto the same curve if you write it in proper scaling variables. As a predecessor of scaling, I should mention the works by Michael Fisher, who emphasized the importance of finding of this so-called critical exponent. I wrote here their definition, and several relationships were found between them. Okay, and let me show this one more picture.
Yes.
Sasha Polyakov, and this is another representation of scaling in terms of algebra of fluctuation values. And the final work in which the theory of phase transition was completed was done by Wilson, and Wilson and Fisher, who added very important for analytical correlation the idea of 4 minus epsilon dimensions. And that they are the precursors. I probably should stop at that moment. And if unfortunately, I do not have time for two more interesting slides. Okay.
Well, maybe somebody.
What are your two other slides?
That is about critical dynamics, and the first was a work in the framework of mean field theory was done by Landau and Kolotnikov in 1954, and it was developed in the work for scaling by Farrell and others, and also the most transparent and physically visible work was done by Halperin and Hohenberg, which introduced the dynamical scaling exponent and put the picture of the three different ranges in which the wave separated by the curves, in which the wavelength is equal to correlation lengths, one hydrodynamic, one diffusion, and one critical fluctuations. And they have found that for helium near lambda point, the dynamical exponent is equal to 3 half, and Archibald, Marshall, and Weaver have confirmed it by measurement of heat conductivity. And another development which followed from the articles by Landau and Pyros were the two-dimensional systems with continuous symmetry violated. And the proof of absence of Lagrange order was done by Hohenberg, Merman, and Wagner. And algebraic order and O vertices were introduced by Brzezinski, and also was the very simple picture and very important formula for critical temperature was done by Costas and Taulis. And in the seminal work by Polyakov in 1975, it was found that no phase transition appears in two-dimensional Heisenberg model in contrast to XY model. And the last is a list of experimenters who participated in the study of critical points.
More questions?
You mentioned the last point you're going to make was Landau's general theory of physics.
Yeah.
I would be interested in that.
Wants an explanation of Landau's general theory of physics.
Yeah. I thought that Landau has understood that near phase transition point, independently of what happens in the outer region, the fluctuations are dominant. And therefore, we should construct the general theory of fluctuation-driven phase transition. And that, and he proposed to calculate the partition function, or Green function, if you like, in the most general form, in which only the initial Landau theory is integrated as path integral. That was his idea. And he, and they calculated many graphs, but unfortunately didn't finish them.
Let me, I think there was a misunderstanding here. Alan's question was about your comment that Landau had an overall view of physics. It wasn't a general theory of physics. It's just that he, I think that what was meant is that he viewed physics as a whole and brought, and that it, there had to be a unity. It wasn't that there was a particular
general
theory.
Did you mean that? I didn't understand.
Right.
Okay, thank you for this explanation. I misunderstood the question.
Any other questions?
Okay.